Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Christian Post, one-armed, all-American softball player Caitlin Pavey wants others to know they can do anything with God. I'll put a link on the page so that you can read the article. I'm not actually going to read any of this article. I just want to talk about it generically. Very briefly. So her story is going to be a movie, and it's called I Can. And as near as I can tell, it's a very heartwarming story about the power of the human spirit to overcome terrible, terrible circumstances. And I'm in favor of that. I love sports movies. I love overcoming stories. They're great. And Caitlin, I am certain, is an amazing young woman who has overcome much to achieve what she has in her life as someone with a disability. It is always nice to see other people with disabilities do well. So I'm very, very much in favor of that, and I just wanted to say that up front, but I also wanted to make just a couple of observations about this. By the way, if you wonder why I keep doing these types of stories, I'm reading Christian newspapers. I'm reading Christian websites. And these are the things that Christians believe are important. These are things that Christians believe represent the work of their God. Blame Christians? Do not blame me. I skip over many of these stories to try to find meatier things, but part of the reason that I do what I do is to talk about what Christians are talking about, what Christians care about. And so there's some editorial decision in the stories that I do, but that editorial is driven by what Christians think is important. And this is what Christians think is important. So just a couple of observations. It is a little bit like a mob boss ordering his henchmen to chop off your legs. Maybe you were late on a protection payment. They chop off your legs, and then from that point on, you are very obsequious to this mob organization. You do what they want you to do, and they set you up in a very nice restaurant. And you have a nice, successful business. And you effusively, I believe that's the word I'm looking for, thank the mobsters for granting you this successful restaurant and how you could not have done it without them, ignoring the fact that they are the one who cut off your legs. This is the story of Caitlin, it seems. And she and her supporters have forgot to mention that it is, by her worldview, her God who cut off or allowed her arm to be cut off, who allowed her to be mangled and disabled. And she straightens up and flies right and gives God the glory. And so he gives her some skills in softball. And she says, thanks be to God. Thanks be to the God who cut off my arm so that I can play softball and praise his name. How do you not see that as a monster? Not a hero. The God of this story is not a hero. Second observation, it seems to me that God has trivialized this young woman's life. Now, look, I enjoy sports. I was an athlete when I was a kid. I'm an athlete no longer. There are no sports that I can play at this point except for chess, which is still qualified as a sport. And I've probably taken enough medication so that I'm not so good at chess anymore either. But softball. I mean, a lovely sport. That's what God wants her to do with her life, though, really, to hit a ball. That's her life's mission. That's how God will be glorified. He will achieve the greatest glory if she hits a ball and runs around the field. Really, this is what your God wants from you. How trivial is this God? Consider all of the things this God does not do for you and others. But he really loves softball. Furthermore, you have no choice but to give God the glory, or else he might do something really bad to you. You know, like take away your other arm or something. So you give God the glory, and you're thinking that, well, whenever you win, you know, your team wins, it's God who orchestrated that win. In other words, God is cheating on your behalf. He is bending the universe in a way that ensures that your team wins and the other team loses. Why? So that he can get some praise and credit. So you're cheating. Your God is cheating, literally manipulating the game to ensure that your team wins. You realize he could have done that without taking your arm, but the story is so much better when you're mangled. In my weakness, he is strong, says Paul. How trivial is that, though? Wouldn't it have been so much better to be, say, a one-armed doctor, first responder? I don't know. Almost anything except someone who is known for hitting a ball. I mean, even if you had two arms and were great at it, it's a trivial pursuit. Having one arm and being great at it, it doesn't change the nature of the pursuit. So I'm glad that you are a good sports player, and I'm sure that I would enjoy watching your game. But to elevate that to a thing that gives your God some kind of glory, well, it just trivializes your God. And it diminishes your own hard work. Third point, and then I'm out of here. God took a lot of people's arms. There are a lot of one-armed people in the world. And you know what happened to them? They died from infection, from bad surgery. Or they lived a life of pain, of misery, of not being able to work, and of begging, of abject poverty. Because no God helped them play softball, or, you know, do their goddamn job that would have supported their families. God wasn't there for them. But, Caitlin, he was there for you. He was there for you, and he helped you achieve the grand high goal of hitting a ball and running bases. Think about all of the people in your circumstances who were not helped. Why are we counting the, literally, hits and ignoring all of the misses? So what of the millions of people over time who were either born disfigured or who became disfigured while in the service of Jesus or his dad? Who did not live such a charmed life, who were in circumstances that didn't allow for the support of family and friends, that didn't allow for top-notch medical care. What of all of those people? What do you say of your God there? You are like the sole survivor of a 757 Heavy, and you walk out whole and alive while the others died screaming. And you say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." You are that person, Caitlin. Now, I do not want Caitlin to feel guilty. What I want Caitlin to do is feel powerful, strong, because she achieved, through her will, great things. She could, and she did. And that's an inspirational story, but it's much less inspirational the moment you say God was involved, because then it kind of all falls apart in the ways that I have mentioned. Caitlin has overcome much, and she should be an inspiration to others, but I want to warn against this message that because I can do it, then you can do it. As a person born legally blind, there are lots of things that I shouldn't have been able to do that I have done. I could do it, and I can give you an inspirational speech that will bring you to tears and get you standing on your feet in a long ovation. It doesn't matter. The fact that I could do it doesn't mean that you can do it. It doesn't mean that other people born in my circumstances, or who live through Caitlin's circumstances, can do it. It doesn't mean that at all. And then when you add God into the mix, it makes it worse. Because then you have to say that all of those other people with one arm who didn't become good at softball and get a movie deal, well, they must not have loved Jesus as much. Because here's Caitlin. It's proof that if you love Jesus enough, you can do anything. What does that say to all of the others who did not achieve, who lived the kind of life that such disease, infliction, and suffering predicts? What of that? We must be very careful not to make the message that because one person overcame some stiff odds, that everybody else can do it. And if they don't, that there's something wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them. Except whatever garbage that life threw at them. You're not blessed. You're not unblessed. You are living out your humanity. But I would say that humanity is a strong force in and of itself. And it doesn't hurt to try, to do your best. Because sometimes, some few people overcome. I hope that you're one of them. But I still love you if you're not. And that's all I've got. Have a wonderful day. There will not be a short every day this week, I'm certain. Because I have a wild week in front of me. But have a wonderful day. And until the next time, I'm out.